afternoon. I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the Arts is made possible by listeners like you. The Broad Avenue Arts District presents a scavenger hunt on Broad. It's a First Friday on Broad event that's happening this Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And a symbol of that revitalized neighborhood, of course, is the Broad Avenue Water Tower, one of many unique art installations that celebrate our city. Tyler French is the owner of Youngblood Studios. He's going to be at T. Clifton Art on Broad this Friday to talk about public art installations because he and his company designed that water tower and made it look so fantastic. He'll be talking about that and other public art installations that his company has put around the city, as well as options for your home. Also, some of his studio's work will be on exhibit at T. Clifton Art. And joining me this afternoon, Tyler French, the owner of Youngblood Studios, and Tom Clifton from T. Clifton Art. Nice to have you both here. Thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Well, so first of all, I just want to start with Tyler, because I've known your name, and I'm lucky enough to see two of your creations when I go home every day. I see the water tower first, and then right there when I get to the intersection of Sam Cooper and East Parkway, I get to see that awesome bike arch that you guys created, which I swear was something that made me so happy the first time I saw that. So congratulations on your work and what you and the other artists do.
Thanks so much. I tell you, we are so grateful to have in this city found a niche where we get to do what we love and make an impact on the city that we live in.
Well, it does make an impact on the city. And I knew of a few things that you had done, some other things at Overton Park too, you know, the entryways to the old trails and things like that. But when I started looking at your website today and I saw the work that you've done at St. Jude, I mean, my goodness, I could just put myself in the place of being a patient there and going through such a difficult time, but then seeing this wonderful, colorful art that you could look out the window and it would just make you feel so happy.
We're really, I tell you, we've over the past 10 or 12 years, we've built a really fantastic relationship with St. Jude, and they've been kind enough to partner with us on a lot of projects. So we've had a big impact on their environment. We're really, it's a great place to be able to do work.
Well, it absolutely is. And you've done a lot for the kids, you know, to lift them up a little bit with beautiful, colorful art.
Yeah, it's amazing. Getting to make work at St. Jude is incredible because there really is no more gratifying environment. If we make a project, before we even take our hands off of it, it is being experienced by the families and the patients and the administration. And it really is a wonderful thing to see so quick.
Yeah. I love the fact that also you collaborate with other artists. I know for some of the work at St. Jude, didn't you and Gene Siegel collaborate?
We've worked with Gene Siegel and Christy Duckworth and a whole bunch of other artists. We've even put together art programs where we hired painters to come in and do paintings strictly for specific areas in the environment.
So, oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's great. Youngblood Studio, I really set it up to be a hub for the arts. So we create art of all varieties, but if we don't do it, we bring in people that are mosaic artists or muralists or textile people or blacksmiths or...
Oh, so. My gosh. It makes such an impact. It really does. So when you have to make the case for it, I'm sure that happens. When you have to make the case, maybe you're working with Urban Art Commission or something, and you personally have to make the case for the benefits of public art, because some people may say, well, we need to spend our money on something else. And you're like, no, this matters. What do you say?
So generally what I say is that a city that has more, the more public art a city has, the more humane the city is, the more thoughtful it is. And it really is, if you can, like our goal is to put something between point A and point B so that you don't just check out and miss everything in between. So we really, you know, we're looking at art in terms of creating an opportunity for an experience as opposed to just an object in a neighborhood.
Because imagine you're a tourist, right, and you go to another city and you experience it, whether it's Chicago or New York or wherever, and just to think that someone was forward-thinking enough to have that happen here, like we see in other cities, it just makes you so happy that people realize that it is important.
It is, and another role that, because it is public art, per se, another really great role that it can play if it's done well and in the right place and in the right time, is it can really unify a community. Like the Water Tower Project or the Overton Park Bike Arch is a great example of... Prior to that, lots of separate things had happened, but it sort of became an icon that they, you know, a group identified with.
It's the truth. Well, speaking of icon, the water tower, Tom, don't you agree that pretty much just sort of establish the identity of the Broad Avenue Arts District.
Oh, yeah, it's the emblem of the street. And so often we have people from out of town, tourists from really all over the country, and very often they will bring up the water tower. And, you know, and it's just, and it feels good to, you know that it's there and that people love it. And then the way the light show happens at night and, you know, and if you're sitting at, you know, Bounty on Broad and you get upstairs in one of those corner windows, you get a real light show because you're right there across the street from it.
Oh, man.
At eye level.
It's a symbol of the revitalization of that neighborhood. And
yeah,
I just love it.
It truly is.
So this coming Friday, when Tyler comes to your art gallery on Broad, you'll be there from 5 to 8, right?
That's right.
So, actually, some of Youngblood Studios' work is on exhibit. Did you want to talk about that and about the custom lighting? Or who wants to do it? Because I know you created it, but it's in Tom's space, so you guys fight over it.
Yeah, so one of the exciting things is we have collaborative projects with Tyler and Youngblood Studios, who does all the metalwork, and then James Hayes Glass. He was a glass worker and glass blower who will do the globes. Uh-huh. And so you can really customize the piece to, you know, whatever you want it to be and however big you want it to be or whatever colors you want it to be. And they take it from there and use their imaginations and just kind of run with it.
What about the display cabinets that they created for you? Isn't there an ornament display stand that you guys did?
Oh, yeah. That Amanda Hill did. Yeah,
Amanda
it's
Nally.
Very...
Amanda Nally.
Oh, Nally. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a different band. yeah, it's a sculptural piece all on its own. And what we did was we just said, you know, we need something to display these on.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want something that we keep seeing in the catalogs.
Right. Something different.
And that was it. That's all we said.
And then you just took the ball and ran.
And then suddenly, you know, they come in with this gorgeous piece of something that would be in, you know, Dr. Seuss's, you know, living room. And it's perfect. And people, I mean, they're like, you know, as fascinated by it as they are
right.
the
this,
ornaments that hang
this
on
is
it.
A piece of art in and of itself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very sculptural and very lyrical in line.
So he was mentioning the fact that people can use their imagination. They can. You'll be talking about how you can create things for people's homes. And so is it a collaborative process with you and a homeowner as far as creating custom lighting or just sculpture that they want in their house or maybe out in their yard, whatever?
It is for sure. You know, we do what we're mostly known for and what is mostly on the website is the larger work.
Right.
But, you know, we do all scales and all materials. And so it's right within our normal, you know, purview of what we do to work with a client to develop something for a specific space in front of a house, inside of a house, and have it really be catered to an environment. I mean, that's really what we do, is we create an experience in an environment. So that's doing something like that on a personal level with someone is easy to do.
Well, I hope everybody comes out so they can have a conversation with you on Friday. I, for one, would love to be able to take somebody in the backyard and go, oh, and that's my Tyler French. How wonderful would that be? I just think that would be so fun. Hey, something else fun happening this Friday.
Hey, what's that?
It's a First Friday event. It's a scavenger hunt. You guys are nutty.
Yes,
what are you doing?
Is.
What are you doing on
it's
Friday?
It's so much fun. And people love this. So what we'll do, the premise is, and it's really just to get people in all the different businesses. So wherever you start, there will be a card that you can start with. And everybody participating will have their name on it. And you basically go in, and each business will have their own thing that you have to find
Ooh.
Or do. And with us, of course, it's going to be a portrait of Argus. Because, you know, and those of you who have not been in the gallery, shame on you. But if you come, there's a giant St. Bernard that comes to work with me every day. And he has now his third portrait hanging in the gallery. And you have to find it, and we don't have it right up front. You have to look for it.
Ooh.
And then we'll sign that card. And then at the end, once you have everybody's stamps, you turn it in, and it goes into a raffle that different businesses participating on the street have kind of donated something, and you get the prize.
You'll win prizes.
It's a drawing. Yeah.
Speaking of Argus, congratulations on him making the pet issue that was recently about pets going to work at the Memphis Flyer. He should have been on the cover. I'm going to throw it out there right now.
I agree. I agree.
But that was really cool because everybody knows Argus.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I will take him into Lowe's with me, and people will come up and talk to him as though I'm not there. And you know, and I don't know these people from Adam.
They know him and love him.
Yeah.
The Broad Avenue Arts District Scavenger Hunt on Broad, first Friday on Broad event this Friday from 5 to 8. Tyler French will be at T. Clifton Art on Broad to talk about Youngblood Studios, their art installations that are making our city so wonderful and celebrating the uniqueness of the city that we live in. He can talk to you about putting some art in or around your home. For more information, you can go to tcliftonart.com or call 323-2787. Visit broadavarts.com and by all means, find out more about Youngblood Studios at their website, youngbloodstudio.com. Tom Clifton from T. Clifton Art and Tyler French from Youngblood Studios, my guests this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Khaki.